Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. Hello, I'm Robin Rock, and joining me today is Dr. George Champis. Dr. Champis is the assistant professor in the Division of Emergency Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at Northwestern Medicine. Hello, Dr. Champis. Good to have you here.
Good to be with you, Robin.
So, Dr. Champis, you are the CMO for U.S. Soccer, and you oversaw the medical health and safety of both U.S. women's and men's soccer teams at the 2024 Olympics. That is amazing. And I was just hoping you could tell us a little bit more about your responsibilities of this role. What was that like?
Yeah, I've been in this role since 2014, Robin. And obviously, it's a massive responsibility and more importantly, an honor to be able to care for our national team players and obviously our Olympic athletes. This was a special one because both our men and our women were representative in France. Obviously, to be able to win a gold medal with our women is an accomplishment that no one can ever forget and hopefully makes our country proud. But the responsibilities are significant, from prep in advance, from, you know, over a year in advance to understand kind of the area we're going, the amount of work. And then there's a lot of breath holding to make sure that the players are safe through their club season to get to the Olympics. And at the end of the day, it's a family and a multitude of disciplines and team that is a part of the medical team that serves the players. And so a huge shout out to them as well.
I just heard you say team, and that made me wonder, did other Northwestern medical physicians have roles in this?
Yeah, you know what? U.S. Soccer is currently based in Chicago and has been since 1994. And my responsibility is to really try to recruit the best clinicians, medical providers, you know, from athletic trainers, mental health specialists, you know, physical therapists, and physicians. And while we have a huge amount of networking across the country, we had representatives from Northwestern Medicine, including our lead orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Vinaya, from Shirley Ryan, Monica Rowe, and then with our men's team, Dr. Sanjeev Malik, who was with our men's team. So I think it shows the depth of talent and also the variety of skill sets that is needed to be able to operate at this elite level and at this stage.
And how did you all work together? I mean, was that a lot of emailing? Was that a lot of phone calls? How did that work?
We've worked together for a long time. You don't go to an Olympics with a new staff, which means that it's important for myself that there's continuity of care so that our players and our staff are comfortable with the staff that are all traveling with them. Because Robin, what people may not necessarily see is that, you know, you're traveling as a group for, you know, 20, 30, 45 days. Sometimes you can't live, you know, 45 days with your own family. So it's important that we have the right dynamic and that we understand each other's roles. But it's a lot of traveling in advance for friendlies, for other big tournaments that, you know, our women played in the Gold Cup and She Believes Cup. So all of those are preps and opportunities for us to get to the stage, you know, that we did in France.
Well, if you're just joining us, you are just in time for Voices of Better Medicine. We talked to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. And today, Dr. George Champis is joining me. And Dr. Champis, I'm just wondering, how did your team prepare for an event like this? I think I heard you say earlier, did you say a year of prep time?
Yeah, we, you know, at U.S. Soccer, we really do an exceptional job of understanding where the next big event is. Quite frankly, sometimes we'll go and play a friendly in that environment so we can understand the hotels, we can understand the training sites that we have, develop the resources with the local hospitals and those that are in place so that when we go there, it's not the first time and there's a level of comfort. In addition, you know, we look at the weather and we look at the environment and how our players are going to respond. So there are so many pieces that go into this.
How does an experience like this, because I mean, this is a huge event, the Olympics. How does that influence your work back here in Chicago?
I think it's motivating. You know, my responsibilities are fairly vast in sports and teams. And, you know, I think I come back to Northwestern with a rejuvenation to get to work and also strive to continue to be better in creating good environments for our physicians, our medical staff, and the wider family. It's really important for our players to feel that the medical staff are genuine in everything that they deliver for them. There there is without question, just like in any physician patient or physician athlete relationship, an importance that there's a trust. And we build on that year after year. And it goes to my earlier comments that it is a history of work together that allows us to get to these moments and share them on stage.
Dr. Champas, I just want to thank you for joining us today.
I appreciate it, Robin. And I hope everyone, you know, who's a fan of the game of soccer recognizes how great this sport is, whether you're a parent, whether you're a player. The next several years in this country are going to be really prime for the game with the 26 World Cup and the Olympics in LA in 28. So a lot of exciting times ahead.